Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, gang. Hour number three of All Logan Radio, all the time. Just the way we like it, too, because not only do we get to talk football, we get to talk Ohio State football. Last week, we talked about the Olympics. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce once again, joining us from Columbus, Ohio, the one and only Jeff Logan. Jeff, how are you?
JT, I'm doing absolutely terrific, and how good is it that we're finally getting ready to head into a college football season that is going to be a whole heck of a lot better than what we had last year?
Boy, I'll say, and you know, even though the results were pretty good in beating Clemson, you got to that Alabama game, and, you know, the wheels fell off, but I look at it a little bit differently last year in the fact that, you know, you're talking about a team that would play 1 week, have 2 weeks off. Anybody who's ever laced them up, Jeff, knows you can't play a regular football season when you're not practicing normally and getting those games in.
You know, it's interesting. I was with Ryan Day yesterday at an event, and one of the comments that he made is that he is really looking for a major improvement in his football team this year over last year. And I thought to myself, how do you, I mean, other than the Alabama game, how do you improve on what you did last year? And his point was, is that they went back and they charted that his kids on his football team this year compared to last year, they had 1,000 less snaps than they would have had in a regular season compared to what SEC teams had.
Wow.
Think about that, just in terms of repetition and practice and confidence and the things that you need to do. They went back and they figured that we were 1,000 snaps per man down from being able to be prepared for the kinds of things that you wanted to do. Yet they ended up being the number two team in the country.
Yeah, and you gave Clemson everything they wanted. Clemson had no idea Ohio State was going to be that good last year, and yet look how poorly we played, or even though there was injuries that crept in as well, look how much more Alabama was. I don't want to say they were heads and tails above Ohio State, but that game you didn't look close in.
No, I didn't, and I don't think it's a statement of talent. I don't think that's the issue. It's not a statement of speed. It's not having anything to do with being outcoached in that game. I think it was a matter of execution and confidence in the fact that, you know, Alabama was at the very top of their game in terms of their preparation, the number of games that they had played, and how prepared they were. And I just think Ohio State was still getting better. And I think this season's going to tell if that's really true.
Jeff, before we start talking about this year's squad, you mentioned Nick Saban. We talk about Alabama all the time, and I read online Saban's in the final year of his deal, making $11.5 million. He's been extended 8 years at $84.8 million, roughly going to break down to $10.6 million a year. Is there any talk, even though they extended Ryan Day, about a year ago, that they would extend him and get him a little bit more even keel with a Nick Saban? Because I think he's only making about $6 or $7 million a year.
Only $6 or $7 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Year. Yeah, I like how you put that. And I think one of the things that you got to be careful of is that, you know, Ryan Day is relatively young as a head football coach. Now, he's done terrific. Trust me, I'm not giving up my hope on him and to think that he's not the right guy. But I think there is a logical business process that you go through, and I think Ohio State upped him at the right time to the numbers that need to be there and realize that any of those contracts that they feel are underpaid based upon what the rest of the market's all about can be torn up and a new contract can be created. But I don't think there's going to be a mad rush to go out there and put him equal to Nick Saban. And I think Nick Saban, quite frankly, he didn't earn this overnight. He's earned this over the last 20 years, and God bless him for being able to do what he's done. And I think Ryan Day will be in that same seat someday, probably sooner rather than later.
Jeff Logan is brought to us by Logan Sports in North Canton. We're going to talk more about them in a little bit. I know Andy, I texted Andy this morning, and I said, hey, man, I got to reach out to your brother because all this talk about name, image, and likeness. And since we're talking millions of dollars anyway, the big breaking news yesterday was the fact that Quinn Ewers is going to enroll early, not play his senior year in high school. And I really wanted to pick your brain, and what are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, the first I heard it, I thought, you know, we've really gone overboard. I mean, this is really out of control when you think about a 17-year-old kid who hasn't played a single game his senior season that's going to, you know, come to Ohio State. But it's all about name, image, and likeness. It's not about coming here and expecting to play or start his first year. It's a simple fact that this kid is going to be able to, in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what the product's going to be. I don't know what the endorsements are going to be or what it's going to look like or smell like or how much it's going to be worth. But there is some value there that he would never, ever be able to experience if he's, you know, spent that last year in high school. Now what are you giving up? You know, you're giving up a terrific high school experience, and but you're also walking away from the potential injury that would put you in a situation where you're not able to compete. So, you know, I think it's a sad state of affairs, but I think we all need to, and I always say you don't have to like it, but you do have to accept it. And it's been hard for me to be able to recognize that this is the landscape of college football as we're going to know it. And not every kid's going to reclassify and be able to go after his junior year in high school, go to college and play. But for this kid, I think he's taken advantage of the situation, and God bless him for doing so.
Jeff, take me through the recruiting process. And do you feel that a kid should be offered a full ride scholarship before they play their senior year?
Yeah, I think the offers have to be there. And quite frankly, I think the kid obviously is in control of that. Ohio State had a couple of these verbal commits for the 2022 season that have backed out of their commits and they're going to go elsewhere. You know, the offer that we make that we're going to pay for your college and the acceptance that I'm going to come there, you know, all of those things can change. Now, what Ohio State will never do is they'll never retract that offer from somebody, but the kid's in control in terms of being able to make a decision whether he wants to go or not.
Jeff Logan from 99.7 The Blitz in Columbus joining us right now. And we're talking about Ohio State football because they're going to get underway here very shortly. It's going to be here before you know it. Days are already getting shorter. Sometimes they're a little bit cooler, even though we got a little hot snap coming this weekend. And it's pro football's greatest weekend in Stark County. But, Jeff, I want to take you back to when you were at Ohio State. Had there been name, image, and likeness, how would you have made a couple of bucks on the side?
Well, it's funny. People have been joking about that, you know, how would you have been able to make something happen back then? And I remember that, you know, we may have sold a ticket or two to a football game at Ohio State to get some, you know, jingle money in your pocket. And that was about as much of a name, image, or likeness thing that we were ever going to get. I remember being a guest on the Woody Hayes show. And, you know, I was always one that I was headed for the media because I was always the one that wanted to talk. And the one thing that you never did on the Woody Hayes television show was talk. All you did was nod your head and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when I got on the Woody Hayes show, I started talking. And he kind of looked at me like, what the hell is this? I mean, you know, what are you doing? You don't do that on my show. And I think that if I would have been given the opportunity, because of my gift of gab, even back then, I probably would have ended up being a spokesman for somebody. But, you know, like Woody told us, he said, money is just, it's a bad thing. It makes your head swell and it makes you soft. So, that's why he accepted only $35,000 a year as the head football coach. And now we got guys like Nick Saban making $10 million a year.
That's amazing, man. But that's where college football is. You know, we were talking last week that they're dedicating a Marion Motley statue at Stadium Park. Way overdue. But we were talking about, you know, a guy like that breaks the color barrier and is forgotten by the history books for years and years and years. You turn around and you look at these contracts they're getting paid today. Nick Chubb signs for, what, $36.6 million. Yeah. Marion Motley, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, didn't make that in a lifetime. And it's just amazing. But that's where football is because back then it wasn't as popular. Even though college football was more popular when Woody Hayes broke in than the NFL, eventually we know this game to be larger than life right now. And with all the video games and everything else, it just is amazing me it's amazing to me that the money that is just thrown at a lot of these players. Again, Jeff Logan joining us right now, and let's get into this team right now. Let's get into this situation with this Quinn Ewers decides to forego his senior year. He's going to enroll next week, going to be in camp. I thought when they first said that he was going to come to Ohio State that he would still probably be redshirted. But you've got at least 3 5-star quarterbacks in that room right now, and C.J. Stroud, Kyle McCord, Quinn Ewers. Does this kid have a chance to start this late?
I don't think he would start, obviously, in the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season. Okay. There's just too much experience that these, you know, practice experience that all these other quarterbacks have had in knowing the system than a 17-year-old kid coming in and trying to make this thing happen. Do I think that Quinn Ewers will get an opportunity to be able to play? I think absolutely he'll get a chance to play this year. And if Ohio State can put themselves in a position, which they didn't do last year at all, to get some of these quarterbacks some time on the field, I think one of the things you'll see is that Ryan Day is going to be very free at rotating in those quarterbacks through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season if he can get away with it. Now, I don't think you can do that in week one up at Minnesota. I think that's going to be an unbelievably difficult place to play on a Thursday night at the beginning of the season. You're not going to be able to do it most likely in the home opener against Oregon. I think that's going to be all hands on deck with our first teamers. Mm-hmm. But I think after that, against like an Akron or a Tulsa, you're going to try and get some of those kids on the field. And I wouldn't be surprised if Quinn Ewers is not part of that offense in weeks 3 and 4.
You know, when we talk about the Cleveland Indians, we talk about this season and the idea basically to have a better idea of the roster in 2022. Is that kind of what you're saying with the Ohio State football program right now, that we have the opportunity and some of these lesser opponents to play some of the younger guys? We want to do that because we want to see where we're going to be, and everything's pointing to the following year?
Well, I think what you want to do is you always want to be towards you want to be building your depth because you don't know when you're going to need it. It might be the 2022 season like you're talking, but you might, because of an injury, be in a situation where you've got to actually play some of those guys. And whether it's your quarterback or somebody at the, you know, the defensive back position, I think the only positions Ohio State has right now where they can afford some injuries and not have to go, you know, too far into the inexperienced areas would be in the receiver room. Mm-hmm. Because of the great depth that they have there. So I think part of it is building towards the future, but another part of it is making sure that you've got guys ready to go in the event of an injury. And also, you got to keep these guys happy because of the transfer portal.
That's
it. If you don't, you know, do a little bit of that to kind of whet their, you know, their appetite and let them know that you see them, you hear them, you love them, you're going to find out that they're going to fill up that transfer portal and they're going to be playing for who knows who next season.
Well, that's just it. I mean, how can you keep 3 guys that are 5-star recruits happy? And, you know, if you're old school, some guys would say, well, if you have 2 quarterbacks, you don't have 1. We've got 3. What do you do?
Well, and in some circles, they tell you we have at least 4 because this Jack Miller kid is another one that probably fits into that as well. So, you know, I don't think you can have too many quarterbacks, quite frankly. And, you know, we always did that at Ohio State. We always had great depth at that position. Think of Cardale Jones coming in, being able to, you know, win a national championship and take the team under his wings at a point in time when JT goes down. You know, today, if you don't have that kind of a depth, you're not going to be able to participate.
Wow, that's amazing, too. Let's look at the other side of the ball, Jeff Logan. Defensively, Ohio State has not been the traditional powerhouse that we've seen years ago. How is it shaping up this year?
Well, I'm not going to use the excuse that Nick Saban's been using about defense isn't as big a deal as it used to be because you really can't stop anybody because of the way offenses are. I think Ohio State, from a schematic standpoint, has got to be better. And I think Kerry Combs, who, again, was at this event that I attended yesterday, you know, I think the love affair with Kerry Combs has been real. I love the guy. I think he's a terrific coach in that secondary. But this season will be the determining factor as to whether or not that love affair continues, because he's got plenty of talent. They do have to replace some linebackers. They've got some new people in the back end. But that's a situation Ohio State's going to continue to have. With their front 7, though, especially with the front 4 that they've got and the number of guys that are able to play on defense, they ought to be aggressive and very physical on the defensive side. And if they come out and they play soft like they did last year, then I think Ohio State's got to make some real decisions in terms of strategy, in terms of who do they want to be on defense.
Secondary's been really suspect, Jeff, especially against teams like Indiana. How do you make sure you don't get burned by a team like that and let one receiver go off for like 300 yards again?
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's a matter of pride. I think it's a matter of managing the expectations of the young men. I think you do have to realize that the college football game from an offensive standpoint has changed with the mobility of the quarterbacks. And, you know, if you've got a great quarterback, you are difficult to stop. And when Urban Meyer invented this spread offense, I don't think he had any idea he was going to change the entire landscape of college football and allow a team like Indiana. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about freaking Indiana being able to come in and be competitive and ranked in the top 20 in the country, and it's because now they've got athletes and they've got a quarterback that can go out there and make things happen.
Do you ever think you would live to see the day where Indiana football would be better than that school up north?
Not a chance. I mean, not under any circumstances. You know, I'm at this golf outing yesterday, and I got to tell you about one of the great signs that I've seen as a whole sponsor sign. It didn't have the company's name, but it says, "Please retain Jim Harbaugh." That was the sign on the whole sponsor sign. And I thought, you know what? That's probably the best thing Ohio State can have is Jim Harbaugh continuing to be the head football coach for the team up north.
You know, I'm not so sure it's a rivalry like we used to think that it was, but you have to consider it all the time just because it's that final game of the regular season. We look at it, and we saw it Media Day last week. Harbaugh comes out and says, "We'll beat Ohio State or die trying." What kind of a message does that say or send to your team and or your fan base? Because I think it's wrong.
Yeah, he's totally lost. He has no clue. And I think he's been coached a little bit by Wade Manuel, the athletic director up there, to take the rivalry more serious and make it look like Bo used to treat it. But, you know, from a cultural standpoint, they can't just flip the switch with these kids. Because think about it. These kids, as they were growing up watching the team up north play on television, they saw nothing but their butts getting kicked by Ohio State. So how do they go into that rivalry thinking it is a rivalry? They got to go into that game in total fear. And that's the thing that those coaches have got to try and manage, that is trying to convince those guys that we are good enough to compete with Ohio State when they know in their heart and soul that they're not.
Logan Sporting Goods, located at 1144 North Main Street, North Canton. Been there for years. We're talking to Jeff Logan right now from 99.7 The Blitz in Columbus. We're breaking down Ohio State football. And I said this, too. Last week, we had your brother Judd on the phone, and I couldn't believe it. How in the world does a guy get out of that family and run track and not play football?
You know, it's amazing. Judd's story is terrific. And, you know, when he went to Kent State, he was in his own words, he was a very average football player. He was a very average track athlete, but combined, they were able to find scholarship money and call it a full scholarship for him to go. And Judd's a classic late bloomer, and he fell in love with the hammer. He fell in love with track and field, and he had what he calls a light giver in his life. He had a coach by the name of Al Schotterman, and I'm sure he told you the story where Al invited him. He says, "You want to go to the Olympics?" And Judd thought he was going on a trip with him with tickets and going to stay in a hotel and go. And the coach had a different plan for Judd, and it was 2 years away, and he was going to get him there as an Olympian. And that's exactly what happened. So he chose his path. He did what he needed to do, and I couldn't be more proud of what he has accomplished in his life.
We also talked a little bit about the Logan Family Foundation and what a great event you guys have when you have your golf outings. And he ranked the family in this order as far as best to worst golfers. Amy's the best, Judd's the second best, Jeff, and then Andy.
Well, he probably got a lot of that wrong. Andy last is correct. I mean, that's correct. I'm absolutely for sure that's correct. Amy always gets number one, regardless of what the ranking's all about. We respect her. We understand what she's all about. Our mother, Gloria, taught us well to respect our sister, and she is number one all the time.
Absolutely, she is a grace. And actually, he didn't say that. He said you're a scratch golfer. And I know that because we have a lot of mutual friends. I haven't played in a long time, but I hear about you playing all the time. Where's home course when you come home?
You know, when I come home, I don't even get a chance to play golf because I'm spending so much time with family.
Okay.
But if I had my druthers, it would be up at Congress Lake Club. I think Congress Lake is absolutely spectacular. But my local Canton favorite, beyond any other golf course has got to be Canton Brookside. I think it is absolutely spectacular.
It's a class of the bunch. I don't know if you've heard the news, but they're going to be closing Skyland Pines here shortly.
Oh, no, that's a sin.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? That's just the way things go. I mean, things have changed. I mean, you know, where Tama Shander was is going to be a Myers department store here in a couple of months.
I'd heard about that, but I didn't hear about the deal at Skyland. Boy, we used to play Skyland Pines a lot, and that's a terrific golf course up there, and certainly hope everybody in the Canton area does great this weekend for the Hall of Fame game.
Absolutely. And we're going to give a couple of parting shots here before we go. I just want to let you know that we're going to be bugging you when the season starts here in a couple of weeks as well.
Count on it, buddy. I'll be with you, and hopefully I'll see you down here every Saturday home game.
Well, you know what? We're going to be working on something. I don't know where it's going to be. We're not going to be on Lane Avenue this fall, but we will be doing something. I just don't know where or when.
Well, I do know this. If you're anywhere in Franklin County, I'll be able to hear you from where I am.
There you go. Now you're talking. Jeff Logan joining us right now, and we're talking Ohio State football and a lot of other things here locally, and getting ready for a great Ohio State football season. Expectations, Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is a team that certainly should and will win the Big Ten title, and is certainly going to be, you know, part of that Final Four that goes into the college football playoff, and the really determining factor of that's going to be the play of the quarterback. And I think CJ Stroud is the guy. I think he's the one that's kind of separated himself from the others. But quite frankly, we've only seen CJ Stroud a couple of times in relief of Justin Fields a year ago. And it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of figure out how good we're going to be. But as Ryan Day said yesterday, when you're opening up on the road against Minnesota, which has maybe the most experience returning on their roster. Now, they didn't have a great season last year, but they return like everybody from that football team. They're going to be tough up there. And then you've got the Oregon Ducks coming in here, and Oregon is going to be, you know, keyed up for a wild game. So I think we'll know a whole lot after those first 2 weeks.
You know what? You bring back everybody you want from a team that lost to that school up north. I'm not worried about Minnesota. But I will use it as a tune-up game. And I was talking to Andy, and he said that all the new gear is in, man. The Buckeye stuff, you want it in Northeast Ohio. You go to Logan Sports in North Canton. How do they pull this off?
You know, the love affair of supporting the athletic community, and especially in a community like North Canton. And I know they take care of Jackson and Louisville and some of the other schools in the area. Everybody's welcome at Logan Sports, but there's a lot of orange and black in there, and I know that you know, they're ready to roll for the high school football season. But get down to Logan Sports, get down and support local businesses that have weathered the storm. They're there for you. Support them and get it done.
Jeffrey, love having you on the program. Can't wait till the season starts. We can do this on a regular occasion, all right?
Absolutely, brother. Take care and go Bucks.
You got it, man.